to Suzanne, who's calling us from Seattle.
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm calling for my sister. And the past 5 to 6 years, she's gotten scoliosis pretty dramatically.
How old is this lady?
She's 66.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And she's a type 1 diabetic and has had trouble managing that, but she got a pump the past year, and it's really helped with her blood sugar. But she's lost about 4 inches in her height because her spine is so curved now. And she hasn't really been helped by mainstream doctors. The only thing they prescribed for her was a body brace.
Okay.
And it's so painful for her to wear it. She hasn't been wearing it. And I just was wondering if you had any suggestion that maybe we could stop the progression of the disease.
Okay. Well, ma'am, has she been checked for osteoporosis?
She has it.
Okay. She has osteoporosis, you say?
Yes, she does.
Okay, ma'am. Is she eating gluten? Anything with gluten in it?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
And dairy?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dairy, ma'am? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, now here's why I ask those questions. If the spine is collapsing when one is in 160s, scoliosis just means it's twisty while it's collapsing, then that person almost certainly has osteoporosis. Why didn't it collapse when she was 30? Well, the bones have thinned out by then. And so now the bones are thinned out, now they're collapsing and it's twisting. What do gluten and dairy have to do with it? She's type 1 diabetic. And overseas, anyway, it's known that the two biggest triggers for type 1 diabetes happen to be gluten, gliadin, which is the companion protein with gluten, and milk and dairy. Got a lot of people waiting, so I'm not going to go into the studies, but they're the two biggest triggers, and particularly the gluten fraction, it keeps people from absorbing their minerals. They can think they're eating a wonderful diet, and you take a look at a mineral analysis on people who don't know that they have had, it sounds like your sister here, has had hidden gluten sensitivity her whole life, and we take a look at a mineral analysis, and oh my goodness, where's this person's minerals? Well, what's happened is that gluten keeps the gut from absorbing minerals. And even if you get the blink off the gluten, the gut takes a while to recover. And if you happen to have candida in there, it'll keep it from recovering. So that has to be addressed too. So really, ma'am, the type 1 diabetes is a heck of a clue. It says she is probably gluten and dairy sensitive, which has probably kept her from absorbing minerals, which has led to the osteoporosis, which has led to the scoliosis. Now, can we reverse what's happened already? Probably not, but can we keep it from getting worse and worse and worse? Darn right, ma'am. Sometimes, in the initial stages, what we have to do is put all the minerals the person hasn't been absorbing into an IV bottle and drip them in. And after a few IVs of that, why, a person definitely feels stronger. And, of course, we work on avoiding IVs by getting the nutrients to absorb normally, but sometimes we have to start with them, ma'am. So there you are.
Yes. Okay. No, that makes total sense to me. Yeah.
Well, that's
absolutely, because I was I had the test from Texas.
Yes.
That you advised me to do about 4 years ago, and I was like just really high gluten insensitive. It was like 176 or something.
It does run in families, ma'am, and this is your sister. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of my symptoms that I have was having have disappeared since I've gone off gluten. So, yeah, and she's lost so much weight, she's just bone thin, so I think she's not absorbing her nutrients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get her in to see you to home a doctor, ma'am.
Yes, I will. I'll encourage her to do that. And I appreciate your input on this. I had a feeling you were probably going to say what you told me.
Well, you were spot on, ma'am. You're spot on.
Yeah, her osteoporosis, I thought, well, it has to have something to do with her scoliosis. And the mainstream doctors say, no, it doesn't. But it does. Yeah.
Well, I had an Italian grandmama, and she would have said Bologna to what, or which is Italian for bologna, to what the mainstream doctors say.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I appreciate your advice.
Thank you for calling, ma'am. I hope you convince your sister.
Oh, can I tell you one thing that you helped me with a couple months ago really fast?
Sure, really fast.
I had this bone growth on next to my bunion joint on my right foot, and I thought I was going to have it surgically removed. It was just like a bone, a round bone. And a caller called in and asked about something with their bunion, and you advised them to rub mineral oil on it because it would dissolve the calcification. Well,
it can.
I did that for like 2 to 3 weeks, rubbing the mineral on about 4 times a day, and it's gone.
Yay!
And the pain's gone. So
there you go.
You helped with that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And thanks for letting everybody else out there with bunions know, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am.